भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we'll continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 24, Subterranean Heavenly Planets. So we're doing from text 9 till up to text 14, where there is the purport. And the verse is text 14. It's on the board. So I'm going to read by myself text 9, and then together we'll read text 14. Yesu Maharaj Mayena Maya Vina Vinirmita Puruna Namana Prabhara Prabeka virachita vichitra babana prakara gopura saba chaitya chatravaya tanadibhir nagasura mituna parabata suka saririkarna kritima bumibhir vivareswara grothamai samalakritas chakashati. Translation. My dear King, in the imitation heavens known as Bila Swarga, there is a great demon named Maya Danava, who is an expert earth artist and architect. He has constructed many brilliantly decorated cities. There are many wonderful houses, walls, gates, assembly houses, temples, yards, and temple compounds, as well as many hotels serving as residential quarters for foreigners. The houses for the leaders of these planets are constructed with the most valuable jewels, and they are always crowded with living entities known as Nagas and Asuras, as well as many pigeons, parrots, and similar birds. All in all, these imitation heavenly cities are most beautifully situated and attractively decorated. Next text. Udhyanani chatitaram mana indriyanandidhi kusuma pala stavaka subhaga kisalaya vanata ruchira bitapa bitapinam Langalingitanam sribhir samituna bibidha vihangama jalasayanam amala jala purnanam jaso kululanganak shubita nira niraja kumuda kubalaya kulara nilutpala lohita sapatra dhivanesu kritaniketananam Eka Biharukala Madura Bividha Sonadivhir Indriyatsavai Amara Loka Sriyam Atisiyatani. The parks and gardens in the artificial heavens surpass in beauty those of the upper heavenly planets. The trees in those gardens, embraced by creepers, bent with a heavy burden of twigs, with fruits and flowers, and therefore they appear extraordinarily beautiful. That beauty could attract anyone and make his mind fully blossom in the pleasure of sense gratification. There are many lakes and reservoirs with clear, transparent water, agitated by jumping fish and decorated with many flowers such as lilies, kuvalayas, Kalaras and blue and red lotuses, pairs of charkavakas and many other water birds nest in the lakes and always enjoy in a happy mood, making sweet, blessing vibrations that are very satisfying and conducive to enjoyment of the senses. Anyone wants to go there? Sounds very enjoying. Text 11. Yatra vava navayam aho ratra dibhi kala vibhagai upalakshyate. Since there is no sunshine in those subterranean planets, time is not divided into days and nights. And consequently, fear produced by time does not exist. They don't need watch there. Yatra hi maha hi pravara siro manaya sarvam tama prabhadante. Many great serpents reside there with gems under hoods, and the effulgence of these gems dissipates the darkness in all directions. That's why they can see even though there is no sunlight. Just like in the spiritual world, there is no need of sun or moon or electricity because of the effulgence coming from the body of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti. So in the subterranean heavenly planets, there is no need also of this sunlight, sunshine, because it's so demoniac there. It's a mode of ignorance. But these different gems from the hoods, the effulgence coming from the gems or the hoods of the serpents, the nagas, are there. Text 13. Naba ite su vasatam divyusadhi rasa rasayanana panasnana dibhir adhayo vidhayo bale palita jaradayas chadeha vaivarnya dorganja svedha klama glanir itibayo vastascha babanti. Since the residents of these planets drink and bathe in juices and elixirs made from wonderful herbs, they are freed from all anxieties and physical diseases. They have no experience of gray hair, wrinkles, or invalidity. Their bodily lusters do not fade. Their perspiration does not cause a bad smell, and they are not troubled by fatigue or by lack of energy or enthusiasm due to old age. Text 14. Nahite sam kalyananam prabhavate kutaschana mityurbina bhagavate jasas chakrapadesat. Can you follow that? The way I chant? If not, okay. It's right there. Can you do that the way I did? Nahite sam kalyananam prabhavate kutaschana mrityurbina bhagavate jas chakrapadesat. Very good. Try again. Nahite sam kalyananam prabhavate kutaschana mrityurdina bhagavate jas chakra padesat. One more time. Nahite sang kalyananam prabhavate kutaschana mrityurdina bhagavate jas chakrapadeshat.
Nahite sang kalyananam prabhavate
mrityurdina bhagavate jas chakrapadeshat. Word for word translation. Nahi, not, tesham, of them, kalyananam, who are, by nature, auspicious, prabhavati, able to influence, kutaschana, from anywhere, mrityu, death, Vina, except Bhagavate Jasa, of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chakra Apadeshat, from that weapon named the Sudarshan Chakra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This is the defect of material existence. Everything in the subterranean heavens is very nicely arranged. There are well-situated residential quarters. There is a pleasing atmosphere, and there are no bodily inconveniences or mental anxieties. But nevertheless, those who live there have to take another birth according to karma. Persons whose minds are dull cannot understand this defect of a materialistic civilization aiming at material comforts. One may make his living conditions very pleasing for the senses, but despite of all favorable conditions, one must in due course of time meet death. The members of a demoniac civilization endeavor to make their living conditions very comfortable, but they cannot check death. The influence of the Sudarshan Chakra will not allow their so-called material happiness to endure. Omagyana timirandasya giranjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya madhobistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Chuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Si Bisakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate
Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesvare Visavano Sote Deve Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Nahi te samkalyananam prabhavati kustaschana Mrityur vina bhagavate jasas chakra padeshat. Up and down, up and down. This is material defects. The defect of material existence. So, here we are given a description about the seven planetary systems, which are also known as the subterranean heavens, the Vila Swarga. Over there are many beautiful houses, gardens, places of sense enjoyment, and which are more opulent than those in the higher planetary systems. But because they are demons, says here in the previous verse, text 8, that their standard of sensual pleasure is much better, much higher than the heavenly planets. And most of the residents there are known as Daityas, Danavas, and Nagas. And they all live very happily, fully engaged in illusory material happiness. It's like in the material world, everywhere it is, it depends. In the higher planetary systems, they're also enjoying materially, but they're more in the mode of goodness. In the earthly planets, the Bhuvaloka, yes, this earthly planet, the middle planetary systems, the sense enjoyment is more in the mode of passion and ignorance. But here in the subterranean planets, they are more in the mode of ignorance, but their sense enjoyment is not disturbed. This is the difference between the demigods and the demons. The demigods, their sense enjoyment sometimes are being disturbed by the demons, but the demons, they're not being disturbed by the demigods. Which means that their sense enjoyment is continuous. And here we're given the descriptions about these different places in Vila Swarga, where the places of residence, the structures, they were constructed by Maya Danava. Maya Danava is the preceptor of all those who are doing black magic. Black magic means is magic which is not very helpful sometimes. It's more in the mode of ignorance. They can disappear, make themselves disappear. They can change their features anytime they want. They can hypnotize you. They can do many, many things just to take advantage of you. We've heard that also that Maya Danava, he constructed a palace. The Pandavas, right? Where Duryodhan will come, and he was seeing seemingly a very hard surface, but then when he walked through it, it was like water. And then when there is water, he put his dhoti up because he think that he will get wet, but it's a hard surface. And everyone was laughing at him. So Maya Danava is very expert. He's an expert architect. And he constructed this very wonderful facilities for the residents of Vila Swarga, or the subterranean heavenly planets, for their facilitate their sense enjoyment. And it's mentioned here that the residents there are Nagas and Asuras. Serpents, Nagas. Asuras means demons. They have different airplanes also. They can travel to wherever they wish. It's like they come also to the earthly planets, where we've heard they're called UFOs. Unidentified flying objects. The earliest recorded sightings of these UFOs was in 1952. And they don't have wings. They're just like, you know, like very circular. And they can go up to 12,000 miles per hour, the speed. Faster than the speed of light. Sometimes they can give powers to those who observe or witness them. 1962 or something, 67, they made some appearance somewhere in England, and those who witnessed them, they have injuries before and their injuries got cured. They can do many things. And so, unfortunately, they are not able to fully reveal themselves because of their appearance. Asuras means they don't have very beautiful features. But they can change themselves. And Nagas. So they live here in this subterranean planets. That means a little bit lower than the earthly planets. And they have very beautiful arrangements there for sense enjoyment. As mentioned here, the beauty could attract anyone and make his mind fully blossom in pleasure of sense gratification. The materialist, their main purpose is to enjoy to the fullest extent their senses. And so much so that this kind of places are very, very admirable and attracted for them. These places is fully utilized for their sense enjoyment. As mentioned here also, they have drinks, that herbal drinks. Usually, this will make themselves more intoxicated and enjoy to their fullest extent. Excuse me. But see, here also it says that there is no mental anxiety. Just like the spiritual world. No material anxiety there, right? Vaikuntha means no anxiety. And here there is no mental anxiety as well. They don't get old. There is no hospitals. No cancer. They're freed from anxieties and physical diseases.
No one gets sick. No one gets colds or fever or anything. No one gets gray hair like we do. In the earthly planets, they have these stores called anti-aging stores. I think they have that now in India as well. When a person started to have gray hair, then he can go there. You can get a facelift, cosmetic-wise, to stay young. Have you seen an actress in Bollywood getting old also? No, because they go to these anti-aging places. But over there, you don't have to artificially do convert yourself. No wrinkles. In the earthly planets, the more one engages his senses for enjoying the material objects, the more he looks older, even though he's still young. If you compare a 50-year-old materialist to a 50-year-old devotee, a 50-year-old devotee will look like a 35-year-old man. And a 50-year-old materialist who always wanted to enjoy his senses will look like 60 or 75 years old. They age faster. The more one engages the senses towards the material objects, the more one ages faster. But here in the subterranean heavenly planets, no wrinkles. No arthritis, no rheumatism. Who wants to go there? You don't want to go there? This is very nice. You don't get old. No anxiety. The bodily lustres is always there. And there is no perspiration that will make you smell bad. No fatigue. And no lack of energy due to enthusiasm, being an old man. In the earthly planets, when a person gets old, still he wants to utilize his senses for enjoyment, but because of old age, he's not able to do so. The desire for sense enjoyment is still there even in an old age, but he's not able to do it because the body is old and it's not able to facilitate to enjoy. But here, you can still have a lot of energy even if you're seemingly old, but you don't look like old. So, they live very auspiciously and do not fear of death, but they only have one fear. Sudarshan Chakra. Chakra is one of the weapons of the Supreme Lord against non-devotees. He has four items in his arms: lotus flower, gadha, mace, shankha, this conch shell, and the chakra. The two for devotees and two for the non-devotees. The shankha is meant for victory, and if it's touched into the head of a devotee, then devotee gets empowered, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He is able to glorify and offer sweet prayers to the Supreme Lord. And lotus flower as well. Lotus flower, this is for the devotees as well, being symbolizes that devotees are not, even in the material world, they're not touched by the material energy, even though they are in this prison-like environment, but they are not of this world. And there is this chakra. Chakra is used for killing.
So they don't have old age there. They don't grow old. They don't have practically disease. But this chakra, when even they seeing the effulgence of the Sudarshan chakra, they know that their time is almost over. It's finished. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that this is the defect of material existence. Abrahma bhuvana loka abartino punar janma. That you, it doesn't matter whether one is in the planet of Lord Brahma or in the lowest planetary system or an insect, everyone is under this time factor that one cannot stop death. Prabhupada says that our main problem is we don't want to die. And even Yudhisthira Maharaj was asked that question, what is the most amazing thing in this world? And Yudhisthira Maharaj replied that the most amazing thing in this world is that you've seen your parents die, you've seen your friends die, you've seen your loved ones die, but no one thinks that he is going to die. For a devotee, actually, we should always think that this day could be my last day. So I better become more sincere in executing a devotional service. Death is for everyone. Janma mrityur jara vyadhi. This is the defect of the material existence. There is death, there is old age, there is disease, and there is birth. As soon as one takes birth, he's already dying. Prabhupada says, we don't celebrate birthdays. Because birthday means your death day. If it's your 37th birthday, no, that means you're already dead 37 years. Because actually every time our body is decomposing. It looks like we are growing, but actually we are becoming less and less. So a devotee, only those who are surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, they don't die. The body may die, the body may perish, but the activity of the soul continues after death, which means continually serving the Supreme Lord and His devotees. For the materialists, they have to take another birth in a different species of life according to the activities that they perform. 8,400,000 species of life. 400,000 species in the human form of life. 900,000 species in the aquatics, and so on. Birds, mammals, insects, reptiles, plants, trees. Even this 400,000 species of life is not visible in this earthly planet, because other species of human form of life, they experience far greater sense enjoyment in the heavenly planets. Or as it mentioned here, even in the in other planetary systems, the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower planetary systems, human form of life exists. The only difference in the heavenly planets, they don't execute devotional service. What to say of the lower planetary systems? They don't execute devotional service. Devotional service, mainly they're being executed and they are being engaged in the middle planetary systems, the earthly planets.
So karma is there. No one is free from karma. After these living beings in the subterranean heavenly planets, after their enjoyment is finished, that is part of their karma. It's like part of your karma, you can go to the heavenly planets or to the lower planetary systems, both to enjoy. To become a demon, you also enjoy. But after some time, come back again to the earthly planets to be given a chance to be engaged in the hearing and chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As long as we have anartha nivritti, anarthas, anartha nivritti means the process of eliminating our material desires, we're not be able to come to the platform of pure devotional service. What to say of these different personalities in the subterranean heavenly planets? They never think of this, that they have anarthas, that they have unwanted desires. For them to have a desire for enjoyment is natural. They don't think that these are actually impediments for me for ultimately getting out of this material existence and to go back home, back to Godhead. Those who are in the heavenly planets, they also have the same mentality. Only devotees of the Lord, when they come to the understanding that after eliminating this anarthas, then gradually and automatically, I will be able to become a real devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, not possible to go back to Godhead without eliminating anartha nivritti, this anarthas. Prabhupada says, if you have a desire for one rasgula, you still have to come back to get that one rasgula. So, despite of all these favorable conditions, they will still have to meet death. The time will come that they have to meet death. Solving the real problem is solving this repetition of birth and death. Not to have a big bank account, not to have a very nice family, a big house. This is not the ultimate problems, how to attain this. But the ultimate problem is to how at the time of death, I will not take birth again in this material world. Prabhupada was once asked, is it okay to wish that I continue my birth in the material world and be engaged in devotional service here, like preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness or book distribution? Or one should just always aspire for going back home, back to Godhead? Prabhupada says, one should not aspire to stay and do these other things. Better aspire to go back to Godhead as soon as possible. We are not that elevated to think of, let me stay back in the material world and be engaged in book distribution or sankirtan. First, aspire to go back home, back to Godhead, and if Krishna wishes you to stay back and continue your service, Krishna knows our desires. Whatever we wish to do to serve here and please Krishna, if He wishes to for us to do that, then it's up to Him. It is not up to us to say, I want to stay back and do service for the Supreme Lord. Our aspiration should be to go back home, back to Godhead. The demoniac personalities,
They don't care. They don't actually, they don't want to live the material world. They want to stay here as much as possible and enjoy to the highest limit, but it is not possible. Because ultimately, time I am the destroyer of everything, and if you're in the heavenly planets, Sudarshan Chakra is there. For anyone who would wish to continue their existence, and it is not possible. So we should proceed on the path of devotional service by knowing firmly, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that by following in the footsteps of the pure devotees, our spiritual master, then we'll be able to attain the goal of life. Without following 100% the instructions coming from Guru, Sadhu, and the Shastra, then it's not possible to escape death. Sometimes we're being criticized, why you, Hare Krishna is always talking about death. This is bad. Some movements, they're talking about the art of living, right? But here, we're talking about the art of dying. Because that is the most crucial time of our life. Prabhupada was once asked, this was in Rishikesh, there was an elderly woman, and instead, Prabhupada, he was told that instead of talking about these very heavy topics, why don't you talk about compassion, about kindness? Prabhupada says, what do you know about compassion? What do you know about being a saving man? You don't know these things. You're only talking about sentimentality. But what we're talking here is actually the fact. Prabhupada says that if you have a boil, you don't push air to the boil. What you do? You go to a doctor, and the doctor has a very sharp knife, and the doctor will cut the boil. It must be very painful to cut. But that is the remedy. So similarly, we have to be bold. We have to be very, very determined and fearless in explaining this process. That if you are not going to make your life become a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then you will suffer repeated birth, death, old age, and disease again and again, and you will not be able to get out of this material world. We don't flatter people. We say straightforward what is necessary for their own benefit. So, in spite of all these very, very favorable conditions, we don't tell people that yes, oh, you can go to the heavenly planets if you want, or even to the subterranean planets. That is much better than the heavenly planets. You can go there. But we tell them, no, get out of this material world as soon as possible. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, it's like a gentleman, he will do his business in the latrine and he'll get out as soon as possible. He doesn't want to stay in the latrine the whole day. So, we will continue on with these subterranean heavenly planets. And then, ultimately, after this, the glories of Lord Ananta. And then, the best topic to understand, the description of the hellish planets. How to not go over there. Prabhupada, when he saw this book, he was presented this book, the fifth canto in Africa, and he was smiling. The devotees cannot figure out why he was smiling. And when they look on what Prabhupada was actually seeing,
is these different personalities being punished in this hellish planets. Okay, so we stop here. Any questions? One, first, here is a microphone. Here, oh, this one first, because it's closer. Then you don't have to come back again.
Thanks. Thank you.
It's up. It's up.
Or when there is a high between demons and demigods.
Both.
For every person, chakra comes.
Well, it says here when all the following this verse, those mothers who are having babies in their womb, that's still not due to their time. When the mother has been frightened by this chakra, all they become, they got miscarriage. That means all of them died as well. So whether it is one by one, not everyone dies altogether. When your karma is different than the other person, so your time is up than a different person. Is that okay? It is not that we all have the same karma. Every one of us has a different karma. So our time of death are all different. Our sense of enjoyment, we're all different. Our sense of miseries, they're all different. But in the subterranean planets, they don't have miseries. They don't have mental anxieties. That is part of their karma. To take birth there, that is part of their karma, and then after dying, they come up again to the middle planetary systems. Okay. Next, give the microphone there, please. It's amazing how Krishna is so perfect that he will provide everything. He will facilitate all of our desires. It doesn't matter what it is. He didn't say, oh, you don't do it because you're gonna suffer. No, he still let us do it, even though knowingly that we are going to suffer or enjoy. This is how Krishna is so perfect. If he didn't let us suffer, then Krishna is not perfect. It is our desire. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Bhagavata, for such nice descriptions of subterranean planets. It looks like sanatorium, like a place for taking a nice rest,
yes.
Treatment.
A retreat.
Yeah, with
not a japa retreat. Not a japa retreat.
And gray hair.
Yeah.
And wrinkles and so many things. But I want to ask you this descriptions of subterranean planets. It seems there is no any pollution of air, pollution of environment.
No.
Very transparent, clean water.
Yes.
And then chakravaka birds.
Everything is nice there.
Yeah. But then also in the description you read in there is not only many, many palaces there, but also temples to whom they are worshipping these deities and dhanavas. How is this possible? You said there is no sun under the there is no rays of sun.
Yeah.
But how the fruits are ripening there, so many fruits there, what they are eating, the deities and dhanavas. Third question.
Okay, one by one. I forgot now the first question. First question is what? Worship.
There's so many beautiful temples.
Yeah, they worship. They worship each other. They worship demons. Over there, it's so amazing that everything is, he says, is a replica of the upper heavenly planets. But over there is in a mode of ignorance, in the sense, because they are just fully absorbed in sense enjoyment. Huh? So if they're going to worship anyone there, person who is also in the mode of ignorance, so that they'll become more in ignorance. It doesn't say who, but we don't want to speculate. It's not good to speculate. That is our number one enemy, speculation. So one thing we can say though is that whoever they're worshiping is in the same category or level as them. Who? I guess we have to go over there and find out. Next question.
How is the fruits happening there without the sun?
Oh, they don't have solar energy there, of course. Moon is not there. Electricity is not there. It is dark because the rays of the sun doesn't reach there. So what he says here, the Nagas, they have in their hoods brilliant gems. And this is so brilliant that it makes everything bright. The effulgence. That's why I gave the analogy of that. In the spiritual world also, there is no electricity, but the effulgence coming from the body of the Supreme Lord makes everything bright.
So fruits ripening under the light of this.
Yeah. They're powerful. They're very powerful.
And then when Hiranyakashipu occupies the heavenly planet and the planets, and he was there, so, and he went to do austerities, and after he was killed, so many residents of different planets came to Lord Brahma to complain.
Yeah. To ask help, okay?
So Nagas also came from subterranean planets.
Yeah. Yeah.
The residents came.
Yeah.
And Brahma, Lord Brahma asked them, what is it from you? What can be taken from you? Are you complaining about Hiranyakashipu? And they said that he took their women. So Nagini is the most beautiful ladies in all material universe. And you're telling that the appearance of the demons is not so pleasant for the eyes. So
some of them are not so pleasant. Some of them are okay. Some of them are good.
The Venus is considered the most beautiful.
Of course.
Lady.
Sure.
And last point is that Narada Muni is going down to the subterranean planets to preach.
He can go anywhere and everywhere.
So he has some disciples there who are listening to him. He's speaking to some.
Maybe. But there is no engagement of devotional service in these lower planetary systems. Narad Muni can go anywhere and everywhere to preach and give a chance to everyone, but it doesn't mean that they will take up. Because it's so enjoyable, that why should I take devotional service? There's so much austerity that I have to perform, forget it. I don't want to perform austerity, I just want to enjoy.
But Pari Maharaj is still there.
Yeah.
With all his relatives.
Sure. There are many different living beings out there.
But still from the point of view, from the stage of worshipping in the mode of ignorance in these beautiful temples in the subterranean cities, maybe it can also provide elevation of the soul from the more upper.
Maybe, but I don't want to speculate again. Once their karma is over, they go back to the earthly planets. They don't live there forever. it's more difficult to go back to Godhead down there. And here we're finding it so difficult to go back to Godhead by following what to say over there, because of the sense enjoyment is far greater. That is the difference.
And the Maya, last point, and the Maya Dhanava is the most clever person there in subterranean planet. And he had darshan of Lord Krishna and Arjuna in this forest when he was was saved by Arjuna.
Sure.
So he knows everything about pure devotional service, about the devotees. He knows everything, and he's the most clever person there.
It's not. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no one can force anybody to take up Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter who they are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, only when the right time has come, then he will take up to Krishna consciousness. You can bring the horse to the water, but you cannot force